pointer. The first one and the third one should be something that rhymes with show. Or, like, the first two, it's, like, something that rhymes with Lou. So, you know, and then the last one will rhyme with show.
See, you're a lyricist here, so maybe we can work on it.
All right.
Because that literally just popped into my head the one day. Like see, when I got to work, and I was just, like, singing that in my head, and I was like...
You messaged me, you're like, I got lyrics. And I'm not going to lie, immediately, I'm like, I put on the intro.
You know, I had like rap lyrics or something?
No, I thought like pretty much exactly that. And like, I started to like listen to the song, and it's what you did. Like, da na 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 na. Like, you hear the tempo, and you're like, all right, I know where the words would go. So, we'll mess with it. We'll see what happens. We'll embarrass ourselves and then probably go back. But.
So, Max and Lou.
Episode 43.
Yeah. The episode that almost didn't happen because Max
that is not
couldn't
true.
Get to the studio
he had to
on
get
time.
Laid. He'd rather get laid over to his podcast.
We were supposed to do this yesterday, though, right?
Says who?
I don't remember.
I'm the special guest. Right, I wasn't fair. Here yet.
Fair. Oh, really?
Almost. I got here late.
All right. Well, we are here.
Well, there's a surprise.
Is there?
No, there is the surprise. She spoiled it.
What's the surprise?
That we have a special guest.
Oh, shit.
But I'm here.
For the first time in a while. When was the last time we had a guest on the show? Was it Sean?
Alan, probably.
One of them.
Oh, wait. There.
John Fishin.
We're not waiting for
that's
anything.
That's Lou. That's Max. He that's Max. There. That's Lou.
All right, so, oh, see, it's inverted, so.
All right, let me explain what's going on here, because people not seeing this need to know what's going on.
Fair.
So, we have... My cousin, the one and only B-girl Vic,
yeah,
from New York,
what's up?
Who drove up to do a weekend with her cousin and do an episode of the Max and Lou show. So right now, even though we're recording on our voice recorder, she's also streaming live on Twitch and not Instagram because the Instagram feed ended.
Oh.
So,
they didn't like me.
Yeah, that's why you might hear us replying to people who are giving us live comments, and just bear with us right now. We're just trying a lot of new things here. It is late. We've all had a long day today. So with that being said, yes, I'm Lou, here in the white tee.
And I'm Max.
In the beanie.
Well.
Yeah, well, he's the man in a beanie.
Are you really 15?
No!
You said you were 15. You're like, I'm 15, that's all I know. And I'm like, what?
That's the number he made me.
Oh, okay. All right. I was like, I had to think. I'm like, there's no
Do I look 15?
No! And that's why I had to ask. Fair. All right. I just needed an explanation there because I'm like, I don't believe you.
People tell me I look 15.
I got told at work on Friday that I look like I'm 18 or 19. And I was like, damn straight.
I get, like, 18 to 20 at work all the time, but granted, they only see this much, you know? So,
yeah.
I got some youthful eyes.
Your hair, when it's not cut, probably makes you look even younger, too.
I don't... Yeah, see, that's the whole thing. Yeah, no one sees all this, you know? People expect some clean-shaven stuff down here.
The glasses and the hair is probably what really makes you look young.
It's all the wine. That's what it really is. It
keeps
me
youthful.
When you're,
like, sauced up at work?
Yeah, no, I just mean in life, you know?
Oh, yeah, it keeps you vital.
Yep.
The vitality inside you.
The blood of the Lord. It's
exactly.
Just, exactly.
Amen.
Fuck yeah.
So, I'm going to refer to B-girl Vic as Victoria.
Okay.
Just because that's what I've called her since we were born. And Victoria's just going to sit here and doodle her... what would you call this?
My tag?
Yeah, tags. She's gonna sit here and doodle up tags because I don't know. I wouldn't call it like, you know, graffiti or like, would you consider it graffiti if you're not tagging it onto a structure or something? If you're not actually like tagging it out in public, would you still consider that graffiti? What? So.
Zoner, help me. I don't know.
If it's not actually like spray paint. And, you know, you're using, like, pencils or markers. Is it still, like, the art style? It's still graffiti, right?
Yeah.
Just a little backstory on Vic here. She does a lot of, like, you know, tagging graffiti type of artwork and has for a long time now. And she's also been into the... Is it even called breakdancing?
Breaking.
Because I feel
like... B-boying.
I feel like all we know are, like, the typical slang terms for what these practices actually are.
So the mainstream, like the media, calls it breakdancing, but it's breaking. Or b-boying,
b-girling. What's the one where they do the bone thing?
That's pop.
Told me about?
Popping. No, I know that.
Bone breaking.
Yeah, it's called
bone breaking.
The weird, like, arms going the, behind like, them. Yeah.
Yeah. That's and cool. There's popping, locking. But what
I can pop, lock, and drop it.
Yeah.
But going back to the graffiti, might as well bring that up.
Yeah.
Shout out to...
Zoner.
Shout out to Zoner. And his dope-ass art.
I don't even know if he's still on. I got one fan right now.
Well, we got Zoner's piece hanging up here in the studio right now.
We'll post it on Instagram before the episode comes up.
Yeah, we'll take a picture of it. And
is that... it for sale?
No, it's mine.
Yours.
Okay. I brought him all the way from New York.
Is that his tag, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
And what does it say? Because I see it's only four letters, though. It doesn't say Zoner. Does it?
Z-O-N-R.
Z-O-N-E. Zone.
Zone.
Okay. What's the number on there?
Zoner was in the zone.
He's got 21 because he did it in 2021?
Yeah!
All right, word. And how did he do that? Was that with spray?
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You guys will see it. It's like got a blue background with like the green bubble letters and shit.
Yeah. That's called a throwy.
A throwy.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're on Twitch and we're talking about graffiti. I'm curious if... I want to kind of pull it up real quick and ask your advice on something. There's a video game that was called Infamous Second Son, and the main character was a graffiti artist. And in the game, you do graffiti. But the way he does it is not at all what I've seen people do. He uses, like, stencils to make layers.
Okay.
And I was thinking about pulling it up and, like...
Yeah.
Because it looked really cool, and I was like, do people do graffiti this way, where they cut out different stencils and lay them like
well,
off?
Well, yeah, that's a form... Well, okay, so graffiti is the act of writing shit on walls illegally. That All right. is graffiti. Street art
Can
is not...
Can you Google the definition of graffiti real quick?
No, it's going to be wrong, okay? I live this shit, okay?
Believe her.
I live this shit, all right? Like, street art is not graffiti. Like, when you go to, like, Williamsburg or, like, Manhattan...
No, but you just said it's illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal. If you're getting paid to do it, it's not graffiti.
I know, that's why I wanted to verify...
It's like a mural.
But,
like, I
want to
verify that
graffiti
is illegal.
What I'm doing... It's a part of the graffiti culture.
That's slander.
Like a black book is like the sketchbooks that we fucking write our tags in and shit.
Alright.
And we pass it around.
That's gotta be so different though to learn how to make up what you want your tag to look like in a black book and then to actually put that up on something.
Yeah.
So is that what you do? You always draw on paper first?
No. I've done it drunk sometimes. Those are fun. Those are the best nights because you're not nervous. On walls. And a van.
You just go off
I got
the top.
Two vans running in Brooklyn.
What do you mean running? You were running next to them, tagging
no,
them?
No, they're still out there. They're
you
still
tagged
out there.
Vans that were mobile. So they're driving with...
Yeah,
hell yeah.
In Bushwick. And one was in... where was the other one? By
Max
Barclays
and Lou should
Center
make their own
there.
Tag. It should say Max and Lou. We should make our own tag that says, can you write one up right now for us? It says Max and Lou. And we'll post that on the show also.
I'm not good at those letters, but I'll try.
Oh, well, you're going to make damn
sure
X you
is
get
a
good at them
fucking
right now.
Bitch.
Is it?
X is always...
X going to give it to you.
Hey.
X going to give it to you. What?
That would have been cool, though, if I had a video of, like, my van or me doing it. But it's all good.
This is still up. It's perfect, though, because he's coming up later in the show.
Oh man, I was really impressed, but yeah, I guess we'll get to it. While we're quickly looking that up...
Infamous 2, you said?
Infamous 2, and do like Infamous 2 graffiti. Oh, sorry,
but,
Infamous Second Son, my bad.
That's what I thought you said.
But is he doing it illegally, this dude?
Yeah, he's doing it like...
Yeah, so stenciling is art form, rollers, like, people walk around with legit, like, paint rollers that you paint your house with. And they write big letters, like, it's huge.
Okay.
And you could see it from, like, miles away if it's on a bridge or, like, a rooftop or
I
some
gotcha.
Shit.
Yeah, on the highway, I sometimes, like, you can see, like, which weird because for where we live, it's not bridges. It's, like, rocks on a mountain that's, like, over
exactly.
a river.
It is a lot of rocks around here. But I think everybody who knows, like, what graffiti and tag art is, like, has had one of those moments
what
where, like...
What did you just fucking call it?
Tag art. where I'll call it what the fuck I want.
Okay.
I feel like everyone has had those moments where, like, they might have been in the car or just passing by somewhere and they see us that one spot. Everyone's got that moment where they see that one spot where they're just like, how the fuck did they get up there?
Yep, plenty. I've seen
even it. At Alice, because some of them are on the side of the bridge where, like, you'd have to, like, harness up and hang over or something.
Yeah, there's no other way.
These videos are really long here.
Well, just, like, you know, watch, like, a few minutes of one, because they're just going to probably, it's probably going to tell you these are all of them.
So we just pull up a video clip of Infamous Second Son. We're going to just watch him do some graffiti here for a minute. I really don't, I want to make sure my voice reaches the mic.
All right, so take a look at this. So, yeah, he has, like, a big drawing. He tapes it up.
Oh.
Yeah, like Banksy. Yeah, you ever heard of Banksy?
No.
Oh.
What do you mean? You never heard of Banksy? The
that
guy?
Sounds familiar, bro.
He's like he's the mysterious like
tagger?
Yeah, no one knows who he is and all of his art is, you know, amazing.
So now he's putting another layer over it.
Yeah. And like you can't tell what it is necessarily until he's done.
It looks like a dude on like a bike busting a trick.
People make those and cut it out themselves. Like that's not easy. I've tried it.
Yeah, I could see you going to Home Depot and buying, like, a piece of, like, vinyl film or something, and then, like, drawing what you want onto it, and then cutting that out of that,
yeah,
and rolling
yeah.
it up and bringing it to the spot with you.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like...
That's how I would do it, because I suck.
After playing the game, you know, there's, I don't know how many, maybe, like, 50 different locations.
What about that fucking Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse Miles Morales
scene?
Yeah.
He was a graffiti writer. That was ill. That was ill.
That was
the best version of Spider-Man I've ever seen in my life.
It was a very, very impressive movie.
Miles holds it down as Spider-Man.
I'm excited. They are making a second one.
Really?
It's gonna...
It's a shame that Peter Parker's dead, though.
Well...
Like, he's quite literally dead and coming back to life.
He's dead in Miles' universe, which happens in the comics, too.
So our Peter Parker's still alive. He's just a sad...
Technically,
yeah.
Like, ours is the, like, homeless, very emotional one who got a little big.
Homeless, very emotional.
No, I just... I loved what he was doing. He's like... And I took it like a champ, and he's, like, crying in the bathroom with a pizza. It's like,
yeah.
like in a shower. It's pretty great. With his suit on, it was pretty, like all of it, and I loved all the voice actors. It was funny because you didn't know that John Mulaney was Spider-Ham.
I guessed it.
Yeah, you were like, you made the joke of it because he sounded like him, and I'm like, yeah.
Spider-Ham, that's his name, Peter Porker.
Peter Porker or Spider-Ham.
Yeah. That movie was funny.
And we'll
great.
keep saying it every time though. What does he say when you first meet him?
Oh, what did he say? He's like. It's like, I just washed my hands. That's why they're wet. No other reason. And that's just such a weirdly gross thing to say, but there's no context, so it's just weird. It's just like...
It's just weird. I mean, I guess it's really only gross if you put that onto it.
Yeah, it's just the lack of context. You're filling in blanks. You're like, I don't want to know. Yeah, as far as I know, the second one's going to heavily focus on Miguel O'Hara, which is Spider-Man 2099. You know, the really weird-looking one. His suit's blue. From the future.
I'll have to look up a picture of him.
Yeah, he was in a few of the games, but I don't know. I've never been huge into him, but he's been around, so time for him to get a spotlight. I'm very curious if they're going to bring Miles into the MCU. Because, like, Donald Glover plays Prowler. So, you know, from Into the Spider-Verse, like, the
purple
villain? Mm-hmm. Donald Glover plays him in the MCU.
You know what Donald Glover is, right?
Nope.
Childish Gambino?
That's him.
You ever heard Childish Gambino?
Yeah.
So Childish...
That's his real name.
His real name, yeah. Damn. That was so fast.
That's what he said before.
Right? She does. She gets him done quick.
This is just the first copy, though. I gotta practice with these letters.
Yeah, like, you know, being that Max is my name, throughout childhood I've always tried just to bubble lettering the X, and I can't, it's always
such a
bitch.
X's are hard.
And that does not look bad at all. I always try making, like, them, like, sharp edges, and it never looks good.
Yeah.
The bubbles look nice.
Those aren't bubbles, those are straights. Thank
you. Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know.
I like how, like, it's, like, 3D.
That's just the outline, though.
Nah, it's 3D.
Well, this is
not,
more bubble.
It's an M, not a D.
Yeah.
Savage. She even did that in like 10 minutes.
That it's supposed to be less. Damn. I gotta step it up.
She's like, 10 minutes? No.
How old were you when you started this shit?
I started, like, messing around, like, on paper when I was, like, 13. But I didn't really start going out in the street till I was, like, 17.
Do you have a dope-ass respirator?
A what?
A respirator.
Nobody uses that shit.
Dude, it's part of the getup, though. No, like, I would not even...
In the movies.
I would not even think about doing it with that respirator.
That's
kind of crazy. If you're getting paid to do a big piece, yeah, people use it.
Yeah, you're gonna get emphysema.
How? It takes 2 minutes. You're in and you're out. That's it.
That's how long it takes to get emphysema.
No, not even.
There's this guy, Johnny Moonshine. I don't know if you ever heard of him. Uh-uh. He does paintings with spray paint.
Okay.
It's not graffiti, technically. He's using spray paint, but they come out looking like he used, like, very thin lines. Like, he'll, like, put, like, a soup can down, put all black, take it off, and now there's, like, a moon there.
Oh, yeah, they do that in the city.
What's his name, Johnny?
Johnny Moonshine. Or, no, Joshua Moonshine? I think it's Joshua Moonshine.
There's, like, a guy on every corner in Times Square doing that.
Yeah. Joshua ain't unique.
Yeah, I don't know, man, but he's so good. Like, I would go down to Maryland, like, once a year, maybe once every 2 years, and he would just be there, and...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see? Look at that.
That's made with spray paint.
That's just spray paint spraying down.
You guys should look up this guy's pictures. That's so weird.
His name's Joshua Moonshine. My parents bought a piece from him, which is technically three separate pieces that aren't attached, but it makes one, like,
large. Is this him, this ripped black-looking dude? Is he black?
He's very tan. I'm pretty sure he's just straight white. But yeah, he has a big top hat and huge...
And guess what? He's wearing a gas mask.
Yeah, that's why I thought of it.
Because he's getting paid and he's doing that all day. Yeah. Why am I going to wear that? If, like, I can't
it's also
walk,
his signature.
If I walk around in the street with that, that's
it's like... hey.
I'm right here.
See, but now it's COVID times, you know?
True that.
Yeah.
True that.
You can get away with that pretty easily.
Well, when the city was, like, locked down when all this shit first started... Am I allowed to curse?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. When all this shit first started, like... Everybody was going crazy. I wasn't, but everybody was. Like, a lot of the highways are, yeah.
What do you mean they were getting out there on the streets and getting their tags up?
Yeah, because, like, and also, like, when the riots started, the cops kind of laid back a lot. So it was kind of like a get away with it card type of thing. So everybody went out. Like, it was like a busy summer for graffiti.
That's awesome.
Spring. Yeah, but they're like catching everyone now. Like, they're like finding everybody now who did it. Like, I have friends.
What?
Yeah, I have friends who are like getting like pulled over or like stopped or like just for stupid shit, and then like they figure out like what their name is, and then they're like, oh, you did that.
I wouldn't be surprised if some of the time, if they're watching them, though.
Yeah, there's this thing.
We live in an age now where, like, they find out their name, all they gotta do is look them up, find out what kind of car they drive.
Not even. It's like, all on social media.
That's what I'm saying. And so, like, they can easily target them, find out where they're hanging out, and then go, you know,
wind up
where they're at.
You guys don't have a vandal squad here, do you?
We are the vandal squad.
No, so in NYPD has, like, a whole department for... like graffiti.
Oh, that was
it's
not
called
what I thought
NYC
it was.
Vandal Squad.
No,
yeah.
I meant we are the vandals.
Yeah, so they have files on like everybody's like tags and shit.
So if you post a video or just a picture of your tag in a specific location, you say it's yours.
Can you get arrested?
Can you get arrested for it? Or maybe do you get arrested or just like fined?
If your name is everywhere, they're gonna look into it.
But he's asking a question of, like, if you can get arrested or fined for, like, getting caught after the act is done.
Yeah, if you just post... If I, like, do something on a bridge and take a picture of it, post it on Instagram, can a cop be like, he did that?
Can he come just... Will he just come fine you for vandalism? Will they, like, send you a fine for vandalism?
No, you're going to jail. There's no fine.
You go to jail for vandalism?
Yeah, months. Like, longer than people do for rape.
That literally doesn't even make any sense.
It really doesn't.
How are you, like, you're vandalizing something. You should have to pay for that property.
No, you're going to jail.
I know, but by you going to jail, you're doing the opposite of paying to fix it. You're just having the tax dollars then spent on your ass being in jail.
Well, some people do both. They have to do both. Like, if they're gonna press charges, like, you gotta pay and you go to jail.
That's why you gotta switch up your name every so often.
Well, I know people who, like
in real life and in the tech game.
Yeah, but yeah, you technically can. Like, if your name is big and you do that, yeah. But if I just go and do that.
All right.
Like, yeah, this guy said that it's his owner.
Yeah, that's his owner.
He's done with murals. That shit's degenerate.
He's a degenerate. He's a degenerate because he goes over, like, murals that are paid for.
Oh, I go over murals.
That's savage. Yeah, because it's, like, two sides of, like, the culture. It's like, oh, I got four viewers, it's, like, two different sides of it.
They're, like, the teacher's pets, the ones that, like, are like, yeah, we'll do a mural for you.
Well, it's complicated because some people who do murals now, like, bombed a lot. It's called bombing, like when you do graffiti, legally. Some people who have, like, paved the way and bombed, like, for years and years do murals now because they're older in life.
That means they sold the fuck out.
And some people think they're sellouts and don't like it.
I got you, Zoner. I know where you're at. Don't worry. Next time I see a mural, I'm going to go out there and I'm tagging Lou on it.
Anytime I went to, like, a boardwalk, there's always at least, like, one person next to a building doing a mural.
Oh, I thought you meant...
No, just a guy, like, on a ladder with all his shit and just spending hours on this, like, I don't know, it's like...
That's still cool, though. I give them props for, like, because I just appreciate art in all forms, so it's cool that anyone's even capable of doing that.
And it makes the place look beautiful. Like, every building you pass has some amazing thing on
instead
it.
Instead of it being just, like an ugly yellow wall or something. Yeah, exactly. Like, dirty, like, off-white wall or some shit.
I don't think we do it to make it look beautiful, though. I think it's, like, more so the act of, like... It's like a high. It's like a rush.
It's how you express yourself.
You're expressing yourself as the
receiver of the art, I appreciate it, you know? Like, it's awesome that you love it, but, like, I'm like, fuck yeah, that looks amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen yours, but yeah, take it.
Well, thanks on behalf of everybody else.
Yeah. I like that she's tagging our name.
I'm trying. Your letters are hard.
Do the same four letters here and then Lou down here.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do.
Fuck yeah.
But N's are hard.
How did you do it on the other page? That's realistically what it is. It is an N. It's not like...
It's not an and.
Yeah, right? We've never really used that. It's just Max and Lou.
Max N. Yeah.
Like NF.
I think only our podcast has the apostrophe after the N.
Damn.
Maximum. That's not even like a real, like, grammatical or literal N with an apostrophe. That's as slang as it gets.
It's a very, like, old American English slang.
Just... Like, there's almost no reason to even have the apostrophe because it's like it's not dictionary.
Nothing. It's literally. Yeah. I downloaded this app like 3 days ago and I expected it to like be a music builder, like you build layers and then I can make like a song, but it ended up being something where it literally asks you, like, do a hook, and it would say a saying, and it like gave an example, so I was like welcome to the Max and Lou show, that's just what I did, and then it said now give like the background like filler, and I was like, so I went like, we've got some Max and we've got some Lou, that's all I said, and it made the most insanely dope song. I didn't expect it at all, but like it just shuffles
it
all around.
I can't because it
didn't let me do it without paying for the app. Like, it played it for me and I was like, oh, I want to save that, and it was like $4.99 and I was like, fucking Christ. But it was great. It was like, welcome to the Max and Lou, and in the background it's like, we've got some Max and we've got some, and it's like very deep voice. it was so great. I kind of wanted to like save it, but damn. I'll see if I can get it back.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I don't mind. It was shitty, but like it was fun.
Do you have any questions about the whole,
have you ever gotten caught?
No.
So what is it called?
What's called?
Tagging? What are we talking about?
Graffiti.
But it's not graffiti.
But it
well,
is graffiti.
Well, I guess
graffiti.
It is if you do it illegally.
Yes.
So it's called tag art.
No! What the fuck is that?
It's tag art.
No, it's not! All right. I'm not gonna hit up my boys and be like, yo, let's go do graffiti tonight. Like, no, I'm gonna be like, yo, you want to paint tonight? Yo, let's go bombing.
But that's like the most simplistic. Well, that's no the shit, point. You're painting.
But that's the point. Like, why am I gonna say, let's go do
graffiti? Oh, shit, I looked up tag art, and you can't question what shows up.
That's mainstream. That's mainstream
got
shit.
Got him. All right, so now look up graffiti. We're gonna look up all these terms. Look up graffiti,
look up
bombing.
Look up Utah and ether. Look up Utah and ether.
I don't think anyone calls it Utah and ether.
No, these are two artists who travel the world. They're a couple. And they do graffiti illegally all over the world. They're famous. Illegally.
How? If you know who the fuck they are and what they do.
You don't know who they are. You know their names. Their names are famous. They don't ever show their face. Yeah.
Look at the trains and shit.
Yeah, it's so different, like, in Europe.
Dude, if a cop ever caught me doing that shit, bro, they would never catch my ass.
I don't really like
fat
that.
Fucking
that's
cops. No offense to any of the good cops out there that are like in shape and could probably.
If you're in shape, then you're, we're cool.
Yeah, right. But no, in all seriousness though, if like I lived in the city and I did shit like that, like, dude, bro, we were like born for that with like the parkour.
I'm not gonna lie,
parkour and free running and climbing. Like, we were meant to go tag, so that way, like, if we ever got chased after, like.
We'd be out like trout. We had like this week, remember? Where we started tagging shit.
I could see you guys using rollers.
What were we tagging? Paint rollers? We
bought graffiti.
We bought graffiti. Yeah.
What?
Like,
what do you mean you bought it?
Well, not graffiti. We brought spray paint. Sorry.
Where were we tagging? I didn't know.
Yeah, it was. I think it was me, you, Eric and CJ, and maybe someone else. I just remember because, like, the rocks, there's some rocks in the pipeline that we did, and they stayed on those for, like, a couple years before they washed off. I think over by, what was it called? The Shack?
Yeah.
I think something over there was spray painted. Huh. Oh, what do you, of course, the pit.
What pit? Why haven't I been taken
there?
We tagged
that?
All of our initials are at the pit.
I honestly don't even think I was there for that. I know. Eric Pereira was there with you guys one time.
Me, you, Eric. I
wasn't there.
Really?
I think that's why I remember me not being there because you guys went up with Eric.
Oh, my bad, man. That was
no. It's whatever. I mean, like, I remember you guys showing me. Because
like Eric's was there. He like.
Well, maybe I wound up putting him there after, but I can't say for certain.
I think right. You might have. It was me, you, Sean, Alan, Brandon, Eric. Yeah, I'm assuming you.
Why wasn't I taken there?
Have you never been to the pit?
No, I've been to Alice.
Huh, we could have went there today.
Yeah, the pit is very.
Alice, I forget it's
dude,
there.
Dude, I told you all day. I want to paint.
It's 1 minute away.
Well, it's not a place to paint at. It's in the middle of the fucking woods. No one's gonna see it except for like the two rock climbers that go there and fuck with our shit.
Yep. Yep. Man, I can't believe it. And dude, that story. We found out. Like, okay, so we can bring this up. There's a place called The Pit.
Damien?
Yeah, Damon.
Damon?
I think so.
Shit.
Well, so there's this place called The Pit that we live by, and we just called it The Pit. It's a place with, like, caves and a lot of big rock formations, which we would very stupidly play tag, like, jumping over these huge crevices and
yeah, we did some crazy
we're so
shit.
Lucky that none of us got hurt
like
there.
when we eventually grew the confidence to climb up to like the big middle finger piece in the middle and we jumped that gap
like, and that gap was probably I don't know 20 feet high if not more
I say at most actually
okay. But yeah, so we would always go there and hang out. Where are we going with this? Yeah, so we would bring stuff there, and we brought this big like not marble, but it looked like a marble lion.
It was like a paper mache type deal.
Yeah,
like
but it was fiberglass. Pretty damn heavy.
It was like a lion statue.
Yeah,
but not a. Maybe I don't know. Statue specific to stone, but continue what you're
sure.
Saying.
So we brought. Well, I brought it up there.
Bullwinkle.
I carried that shit.
I stole Bullwinkle on Halloween, yep, and then we brought him up there.
So we just had carved animals up there.
We literally like trick or treated this house, and then when we turned around to leave, I was like, "Let's go."
Well, it's because they didn't answer, and you were like, "Well, then trick, bitch!" And you took her Bullwinkle. Well, it's just a moose, but it was like a wooden carved moose
that was standing on 2 feet.
Yeah, so we named him Bullwinkle, and we named the lion Mufasa.
Bullwinkle's in that trampoline video I have on
YouTube.
Yes,
it is. I look at it every once in a while.
Damn.
But anyway, so we carried these things up there, and it would be up there, and just every time that we went, and one day, we just found it in pieces all over the place. Not like the wind
like
blew it
smashed.
Down. Yeah, like someone, kids came and broke it. So we got real mad and figured that people were coming there, and we found trash there sometimes. Then eventually, one day, we saw chalk all over these rocks, and we're like, holy shit, that was rock a dead climbers.
Giveaway.
Yeah.
And if we never even set foot in a rock climbing gym, we probably would have never even known.
No, we would have been, I don't know, just looks like fucking a white part of the rock.
Like Louis of Life on YouTube, I wonder what that is.
But the point that I'm getting at is the place that we've been going to, rock climbing, for the past, how long?
At least 10 years
now. At least 10 years. We found out that, like, the owner of the place goes there.
To hunt, though.
To hunt, right?
He hunts there, though, yeah.
But he does climb there. And we mentioned Mufasa. We were like, do you remember, like, a stone lion? And he was like, holy shit, we're thinking of the same random place in the woods that no one knows about. So, yeah, that was a little small world, like, meeting the person who broke our poor thing. Oh, well, if anyone wants to see Bullwinkle.
I don't really know if you'll be able to see it well, but if anyone's watching on Twitch,
they see half.
The video will be playing here. It's all good. Look, it's not even focused on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. No.
This is just better. Look, there he is. He's literally right there in the beginning.
That's it.
It's just for our entertainment.
Damn, they totally missed it.
Trampoline Apprentice. That's what it was. It was a Trampoline Apprentice.
Damn, it's too bright.
Yeah. Which is
weird. Bullwinkle's just sitting in the background. I think one of you guys is down there.
You used to wear the baggiest pants. That is the reason why I dress the way I dress. Because I always wanted to be like you.
Look, those are like the same pants you're wearing right now. I know. Except yours are ripped open. I mean, shit. I was a G.
I mean, honestly, like this is crazy. Front flip, back flip, front flip, back flip. Like, you don't stop at all. Oh, yeah, you're...
I actually wound up. If any of you guys are interested, look up Louis Seminario, Seminario, on YouTube, and you'll get a good glimpse of all the stupid, silly shit we used to do as teenagers. But this specific video here of me on the trampoline with Bullwinkle, and I'm wearing a red, I think it's, what the fuck is the company? It's, I think it's Famous. Famous Stars and Straps. I think that's what that red shirt
Stars
was.
Stars and Stripes?
I think it starts in straps.
Okay.
But anyway.
I know you're talking.
I got extra credit in history class for this video.
Yeah, I can't. It makes no sense. It had nothing to do with history. The dude's like, yeah, fuck it, do it.
Mr. Ward really wanted me to pass.
He's like, and you're like, what are you good at? And you're like, I got you, fam. I'll be back tomorrow.
I like how they put this shit together on, like, Windows Media Maker and, like, put it on YouTube so that way, like, I can go into class and tell him to look it up on YouTube.
Dude, I'm so mad that I never put Osiris on YouTube, because now it's lost in the ether.
Osiris?
It's gotta be on one of your computers.
It's called The Book of Osiris. Me, like, pretty much everyone in the neighborhood made, like,
Kevin's
the story
in the video.
Of
we all travel down the pipeline
Osiris.
Together.
Osiris is like a god from Egypt.
I know.
And all right. Set. Osiris and Set.
Set. So Marcus played Set. I can still say his line, no problem.
And what were they?
It was, it goes, Osiris. He likes to solve his problems with peace and song. I like to solve my problems with violence and warfare. And he goes, ah! Like, he was so into it, man.
And it's just like a video of like his face and his mouth.
He's smiling. Like, yeah. I had to keep it, you know? Like, he took so many takes and could not remember what to say and getting so mad.
Oh, I like bounce on the ground as if I actually did anything. Okay. So, on top of the bombing that you do, she also breaks.
Yeah.
I break things.
She break dances.
Yeah.
How long have you been breaking?
She gets down.
I get down. Yeah,
She gets down in the cypher, if you know what
Yes! Oh, I'm so proud of you right now.
Now Theo Vaughn's playing over here.
This is our podcast. Get at it. So how long?
Yeah, when did you start breaking? It's like when you were older,
years.
Right?
8 years.
You were old. It was after you started the tag stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what made you want to get? Not that I don't. Not that I don't care about the tagging, but what made you get into the breaking?
I don't know. I always liked the Step Up movies.
You've been dancing for a long time as well.
Yeah, so I started dancing school when I was 3.
I went to, like, all your dance recitals for, like, the first few years.
Yeah, I did ballet, tap, and jazz, yeah. And, like, the fake hip-hop.
She used to have, like, those, like, cardboard cutouts that her mom would buy of her every year in her dance outfits. and they were like being like lined up on top and lined up on the TV. Like lined up on top of the TV.
Every year. Yeah, and then I stopped when...
And, like, the corniest fucking outfits, too.
Yeah.
Because Brianna did it, too, and I remember you guys just had, like, the corniest fucking outfits. Whatever.
I liked it.
They were like, little girls, so...
Yeah, we were. Sense. I forgot what I was saying.
I do remember your one top hat outfit, though.
Yeah, that was dope. That was the best one, the top hat. That was for Tap. Can't go wrong with that. I don't know, like, I stopped, because, you know, then I had my tomboy phase that never left, obviously, and then I was just taking the train home one day from school, like, the subway, and I saw, like, a studio that had free classes, like, breaking classes. I didn't know it was breaking, I thought it was hip-hop, and then, like, I went to one, and I freaking fell in love with it, but then the people who were, like, teaching me were gonna quit, instructing. So then I like begged them to like keep teaching me, so they took me to like a practice spot, but I was like raised mad strict. Like, I don't know if he's ever told you about my mom, but I was not allowed to do anything, so I had to lie and shit to go. And then I made an Instagram.
I remember you telling me about this a long time ago.
Yeah, I had to lie a lot.
Yeah,
like it was like unheard of, like, what, you're a girl, what are you doing? And then I met Brandon, who's like freaking famous on Twitch for video games, B-Boy Static NYC, you guys should follow him, shout out. And I met him on Instagram, I like went on a whim.
I remember him.
Yeah, you remember him?
Yeah, I remember his name, I remember B-Boy Static, and that, yeah. I'm like, Brandon, like, I remember him.
Yeah, if it wasn't for him, I would have never stuck with it. He took me to my first jam, like, met up with this stranger, came to my house, like, met my mom, she took down his license plate number.
I was
17.
Is that when you self-proclaimed B-Girl Vex?
Yeah.
I knew it, yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, and because I was always angry. And depressed and
And now emo. You go by B-Girl.
I changed my name like
Venus?
I changed my name like a million times.
Valspar?
Not just Sick Vic.
Oh, Sick Vic.
Yeah.
Not Icky Vicky.
Yeah. No, not Icky Vicky.
I'm not gonna, it's the only way I ever remembered your name when I was like, he has a cousin, what is it? I'm like, Icky Victoria, yeah. There we go. It's the only way I remembered it, so.
But what did you write you wrote?
What?
What's this? Is your tag something different from your B-girl name?
Yeah, it is. But don't say it out loud, please.
Your tag is...
Nah, chill, please.
Max and Lou. No, yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, but breaking is in the Olympics now. I don't know if you guys know.
I heard about that. Rock climbing.
What?
Rock climbing is going to be in the next Olympics with breaking. I think
the
wrestling.
The Olympics are this year.
Yeah.
This year, and it's every 4 years.
Well, it was supposed to be last year. And it got pushed to this year, and it's probably going to get pushed next year.
Dude, that is a fucking age-old tradition.
I mean, they skipped it, you know, for... They skipped it before.
Oh.
I think they skipped it for World War II.
We got comments and concerns?
Not really. A few.
So you started when you were about 17. You were a little rebellious about it.
A little.
You probably haven't been too consistent with it over the years, though, have you? To be honest here.
Well, yeah, I have in my own way. Like, I'm still doing it. I stopped for 2 years. I was on and off for a few years before that because I had college and, like, I worked 3 jobs. But, like, I always, like, came back to it. I used to dance in the subway and in the street a little bit, too, for money in Manhattan.
Hell yeah. I did that in
Poland
once.
For, like, a short period. Did you really?
Yeah. I was, like, a fucking 9-year-old kid, and I'm like, I'm just gonna fucking dance. And I got guap. People were like, look at this cute little kid. He's not good, but I respect it. And I got so much money. I also did the statue thing. I just stood still. I didn't have a costume. I just stood still. People gave me money. I'm like, this is amazing. How are people complaining? Money's so easy to get.
I remember when I was, like, a very young boy. Remember Arkadiusz?
Yeah.
He had my Polish friend from New York.
Asparagus.
He had asparagus. He had his cousin come from Poland the one summer. And I remember, like, we were in his basement. And his cousin, like, had, like, a Dunkin' Donuts, like, dozen donut box that he, like, opened up and laid out on the floor. And he was like windmilling and shit on the bed, on like the bedroom floor in the basement. No, not Aris, his cousin.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was you windmill?
Yeah.
That's something I've always. Do you remember, like, me and you practiced that shit for ages?
Yeah, we weren't that good.
No.
But we tried.
We tried, and it's not like we tried it for a day. We tried it for at least like a week or two.
You can't just.
That will fuck your body up, dude.
It looks like it. Does it hurt?
You. At first,
that's why these guys get so strong. You get honestly. Used to it.
But you can't just like throw yourself into a windmill. You gotta practice like the stab and being high on your back. Get used to that. Like there's a whole bunch of like things you gotta practice before you just throw yourself.
Yeah, it's a step by step. But you know, it looks like obviously it's one fluid motion once you're amazing at it. But we could not. There was no chance, and we did. We watched so many videos. Like it's like you know, it's like it's the way your hands go, the way your feet move. Never, never got close.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
it,
wanted
it took
they, like
me,
they, we
like
would watch
3 years to get it.
We would watch the videos on like the step by step how to do it. But I remember like I went live for us. Like there was the cricket though too, remember?
The what?
It was called the cricket and you would have
Yeah, I can actually do that. Yeah, I can actually do that. I'll show you right now. Like, I don't want to crash into something though. I'm gonna crash into something.
Something like that.
Oh my lord.
Those are turtles. What you're talking
those
about
are
is
turtles.
What you're talking about is jackhammers. I can't do that.
I
but
don't
they, like,
I remember it being called a cricket
like
or
that
something.
In a circle, right?
I don't
they,
maybe
like,
yeah.
On it.
Yeah, I
those are hard.
Like even just doing that like that hurt my wrist.
Yeah, this wrist is fucked from all my side flip practices. I used to do one-handed cartwheels to practice side flips.
I remember you, like, messed it up one time.
Dude, and it's still never good. I can't, like, if I try to, like, lift myself up with just this hand, like, I'll collapse on it. Because, like, I would land on this hand with these fucking one-handed cartwheels pretty much until eventually I took my hand down. I
thought
how to flip.
About trying that just to, like, get back into me active and shit, being wild.
More just, like, jiu-jitsu. Flipping?
Yeah, and doing the whole one hand thing to like.
But you gotta, it's cause you gotta watch those wrists, man.
Yeah, I do yoga.
Cause like,
I use my fist, cause that's what I do when I do yoga.
I mean, how about this? Don't jump into it, cause that's my only advice. Cause I fucked this wrist up so bad. This wrist is fine, but I don't go that way. I go this way.
Yeah, we were pretty wild back in the day. I would consider us breakdancing tag artists.
Tag artists. Can you do a flip?
No.
You should learn how to do them.
You teach us how to windmill, we'll teach you how to flip.
Yeah.
I want to do a back handspring so bad.
That would really add to your,
It would.
Your repertoire for dancing.
There's a B-girl who, like, incorporates, flipping into, her dancing a lot.
Well, wait till you start busting out those jujitsu moves on the dance
Speaking
floor.
Speaking of jujitsu, you like screwed up my wrist today so bad.
I didn't screw up.
Yeah, you did.
What did you go with him to the class?
Yeah, it was actually really dope.
I taught her how to choke somebody out.
Yeah.
Will taught us both how to choke somebody out.
Fuck yeah.
So you better watch out because I got a rear naked choke now, and it's naked. And it don't got clothes on, so be careful.
Alright. The rear naked choke.
Hey, I'm funny. Am I funny?
Of course.
Alright. And you're funny, too. Vanilla Lightning.
Yeah, Chocolate Thunder. It's alright. It's not, actually. Alright.
It's not.
It's not.
You're funny, too.
Those
you're
are your B-boy names.
Funny and funny, too.
Vanilla Thunder. No, Vanilla, what was Lightning. It? Vanilla Lightning and Chocolate Thunder.
No, I'm funny. I'm just funny.
And I'm funny, too.
Yeah, and Vanilla Lightning.
And alright.
Okay, you don't have to be. We're just funny.
It's the
funny
pun,
too.
Man. It hurts. It literally hurts so bad that I have to, like, avoid it. Alright.
What do you have to talk about, Max?
Honestly, nothing, but I just want to get it out so bad.
Wow.
I learned these two animal facts very recently, and I haven't told anyone, and it's been killing me, because both of them, I don't believe them, but there's a lot of data that supports them.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is that iguanas are natural prey for sharks.
What?
Where?
Sharks are natural predators for iguanas because iguanas eat like algae off of like the edge of water, I guess. And not only that, that's not even how I found this out, because I found something else out and was like, that doesn't make sense. Sharks don't eat iguanas. No, it's a very natural predator. Anyway, so iguanas can stop their heart for 45 minutes so they can avoid sonic detection from sharks. So 45 minutes.
The sharks can't hear their heartbeat?
Yeah, because that's how they find the iguanas, I guess.
What the fuck? So these guys have been going at it for a millennia now, so that way they've evolved to
I would have never imagined that, like, forget it's happened. Like, it happens a lot, very often that iguanas get eaten by sharks. We're not going to stick on that too long, because there's not much...
What's the other one?
The other one is that fish eggs can survive and hatch after being passed through a duck, which is why you find fish in isolated bodies of water that don't make sense. There's no reason that these fish should be in certain waters, and it's because they can survive in a duck as it flies.
So ducks eat caviar?
Oh, fuck yeah, they're the classiest of birds.
Survivalists.
Dude, it's savage. Crazy.
Those eggs are determined to be born.
I thought that was extremely fascinating. I never thought about it, that, like, you know, fish show up in waters.
That's like, those fish are like hardcore breakers. You know what I mean?
What?
Like,
what are you talking about?
That's like their style. That's how they get down.
What is exactly?
That's how they get down. I don't know.
And I have another fact, which is so stupid.
Oh, they have two.
Because I heard you guys saying that you had, what, burgers earlier? What do you have?
You told him we had burgers?
No. He had a burger. I didn't tell him.
How do you know that we were
eating? I don't know. I was writing stuff down and I heard it. I'm like, oh, and I remember this fact from like a few days ago.
Oh, because you burped.
Oh, I said.
You like the burger.
All right. So I found out that A1 steak sauce was invented 200 years ago, before solid chocolate. That's how old A1 steak sauce is.
What?
Because King George V had a private chef that made this sauce for him. And it stuck around. It's not like, it was not American. I thought that was straight American culture.
It's not even like that. I used to put it on my steak because it was like nice and juicy, but A, I feel like it's probably not that healthy for you.
And sorry,
you're so funny
too. I really had to.
You're funny too.
I just prefer without it, honestly. It's not bad. It's exactly what you said. I used to have it, but I just prefer the taste of the meat now.
That's what I think I was leaning towards, because it's not that it's not bad.
The sauce, like, or the meat?
Sauce.
The sauce.
I like it on London broil.
A1. I might put that on a burger over, like, I'm at a point right now where, like, I, like, just put some salt and butter on my steak, and that's all I need to make it taste good. Yeah. But, like, the steak sauce,
butter?
I'd probably put that on.
Oh, melted butter? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way I cook it is, like, I'll sear the outside of the steak, and then I'll, like, just rub some butter and throw some salt on there before putting it in the oven for, like, 20 minutes.
I marinate it in Worcester sauce? Worcestershire. Worcester.
Very close.
Worcestershire.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right word to say it.
It's Worcestershire.
Is that Polish?
No.
Because you really sounded like you knew what you were saying.
No, it's. I think it's. Is it not Worcester? Or is it
Worcestershire?
People say Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
I think it's Shire, because I think it's an English
Somebody
sauce
look
also.
Look this up.
Yeah. I think it's also an English sauce. I could be wrong, but I think it's also an English sauce.
No, it sounds
And Shire, sure. Shire in English is spelled not. It's not spelled Shire.
War. Yeah, just
Worcestershire. Worcestershire.
No way.
Worcestershire.
No. Right. I really remember it being harder to, like, read.
It's right there.
I know. I want her to say it. How would you do it?
Audio?
Yeah, sure. Audio. Oh, that's a place.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's in England, so it's
no,
pronounced
it's in
Worcestershire.
It's in Massachusetts.
But that's not the sauce. Worcester and Worcestershire are two different things. See?
Worcestershire. Worcestershire.
See, I was right.
So what the fuck are you? Fermented liquid.
Alcohol?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where's it from?
Lee and Perkins. I have no idea.
That's the one I use, Lee and Perkins.
Origin. It's a fermented liquid condiment created in the city of Worcester, or Worcestershire, England, during the first half of the 19th century.
Worcestershire.
So, A1 steak sauce is older than Worcestershire sauce.
It's not pronounced Worcestershire.
Worcestershire, though.
Worcestershire.
Where's
the
Worcestershire sauce?
Where's the pronunciation?
All right.
It's not popping up.
Yeah, because I can't get... All right. Not substitute. Okay. Right there. It was right there. How to pronounce Worcestershire.
We're going
to
hear it?
Yeah.
I've watched videos like this before.
It's just going to be a girl going, Worcestershire.
Or Worcestershire.
Or Worcestershire.
Or Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Worcestershire. I was right! What did I fucking
Worcestershire.
Say? Worcestershire.
No, Worcestershire.
It's Worcestershire. Worcestershire. Worcestershire.
Well, it's Worcestershire. It's sure not
but,
Shire.
But if you are from the motherland of this source of this of the source of this sauce, you would
You're
never.
From the motherland.
It's Shire.
No, it's how do you fucking know?
Where does Bilbo Baggins live?
In New Zealand.
He's from the damn Shire.
Well, he's from the Shire. I don't even know what it's called. His place.
Is it just a Shire?
No, Shire's like where he lives. But what's like his world called or whatever?
Midgard.
Is it?
It's Midgard.
Is it?
I believe so.
I thought Midgard is Earth.
That is where.
Because there's Asgard, which is.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking of like.
Yeah, you're thinking of.
It's Middle Earth.
Yep, there
that's
you go.
That's where they are.
There
that's why go. I thought. That's what because it's like similar.
Mm-hmm.
Middle Earth and the Shire.
So what about Worcestershire?
I marinate my steak in it.
Only took 15 minutes to get there.
But. Yeah, I usually cook the steak after, like, I don't have time to marinate them. I just take them out, let them thaw for, like, a half hour, and then, like I said, sear them and bake them for a minute.
I only have done, like, tenderloin. I've never made it, like, a steak. It's only, like, prepackaged in a bag with, like, sauce already all over it, and you just throw it in the oven.
You make those?
Hmm?
You make those?
Yeah.
Those are old.
What do you mean?
Don't buy those. My dad works in the supermarket.
They're preserved.
Those
for
are
like
the no.
Months.
Those are the steaks that are about to go bad, and they marinate it.
But they taste so good.
No, but he's not buying them from the
same
store.
No, I am. I'm buying them in
the...
a bag.
No, but like you're
sauces.
Buying name
it's
brand
pre,
ones.
It's pre. Yeah.
Like he's not buying. Is it specific? Are you?
Yeah,
are
but
you
where
speaking...
do you think they get it?
From a factory farm?
Those are the steaks that are going to go bad.
They make it in a lab. Have either of you guys had this Impossible Burger?
No.
You know what that is?
That's
it's from
Burger King?
No, no.
Yeah.
All right.
Wendy's?
No, I'm
it's
pretty...
Burger King.
It's the vegan burger.
But it's from
Burger King.
Oh, it's from
Burger
King?
King?
Is it fucking really?
I specifically remember this because
holy
was
shit, I didn't know that.
I was in rehab when it came out and everyone was talking about it.
I'm pretty sure people got this... Got sick from it and then sued them because it was. Unless I'm thinking of something from KFC, I could be wrong about that, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I've been hearing
because you're just
lot
asking for trouble
recently.
When you do shit like that.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about it recently and people like getting tricked where they're like, "We're gonna have you taste all these different burgers and tell us which one's the best." And nobody questioned whether or not it was a vegan burger, and they told them after, and they're like, "Oh." And then I went down the rabbit hole of people, tricking vegans and making them eat meat, and I'm like, that's fucking awful.
That's a dick move.
Yeah. Like,
I'm all fun and games, but that's a dick move.
Dude, fucking, Gordon Ramsay did it.
Someone else?
I think it was like Kitchen Nightmares, and he was just a guest, and he gave it to them, and they tried it, were like, oh yeah, this is very good. It's like, well, it has meat in it, and
yeah,
then it's like, what
cursed,
the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, well, maybe, but it was like a guest. It wasn't like the restaurant. I'm like, why would you? And then again, this was way before, like, vegan culture became what it is. This was probably like, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Go live again.
On Instagram.
Why did I cancel you?
I don't know.
Why'd you get censored, Max? Well, go live again. Max and Lou don't get censored for nothing. Censorship ain't got shit on us. What else you got?
It's not written down, but I did just want to say that today, or for people listening in 3 days, 3 days ago for you guys, but for us today, Godzilla versus King Kong came out.
Oh, but we're not ready.
We're not. We gotta watch it for the next episode.
But we have to watch Godzilla and Attack of the Gods.
King of the Monsters. Dude, that's a movie. Just Godzilla versus Thor and fucking Zeus.
It's like he gets thrown into the MCU. He's in the MCU now.
I did see a trailer and I didn't want to, but I went to the movies to see Chaos Walking. And they played a trailer and I'm like, okay, I wasn't expecting this. I didn't expect that kind of, like fucking, he's a monkey, you know? So he's fucking throwing punches. And I'm like, this is like very weird.
And Godzilla's got like
just,
arms
and he's
long.
Just, that's all he's doing, man. He's just not having a good, then he sprays a laser because he gets like overwhelmed. And I'm like, I don't know how this is going to go.
He sprays
a laser. Yeah, dude, he just has that fucking big yellow, like blue beam.
It's that's, like a fire beam, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know, because it goes up his spine, and it's just this blue plasma-looking thing. Have you seen, not Godzilla, King of the Monsters, but the one before it that came out maybe, like, 2015?
I don't think so. But it was, like, when he came back on the scene, right? Yeah. It was just Godzilla?
Yeah, just Godzilla.
I don't think I saw that one. And it sucks, because I love Godzilla. I really do.
It's an okay movie.
I mean, dude, he is... Like, Godzilla means god, like, lizard.
Yeah,
god lizard,
yeah. I remembered how they made like a noise of his, and it was so dumb because of the time that, like, you know, they had to come up with some weird things to make some noises. I wish I remember what it was.
But that's pretty good to hear because, I mean, fuck it, even if, like, that means that there's just three movies to watch, and that's awesome.
Yeah, oh, because you still need to watch
Godzilla
and Kong.
Well, I have to watch Godzilla, I have to watch Kong, and I have to watch Godzilla Attack of the Gods, and I have to watch Godzilla versus King Kong. What is it called? Godzilla King of the Monsters?
King of the Monsters, yeah.
Godzilla King.
So all you gotta watch is Godzilla, yeah, Godzilla King of the Monsters, and then, is it Godzilla versus, no, it's Kong versus Godzilla, right? I don't even think it's King Kong, it's just Kong versus Godzilla.
I'm getting tired, guys. So... Me and Victoria both agree. I don't know what you think, but it might be specifically this album. NF sounds a lot like Eminem.
I'm not going to say he always has.
And I don't
but...
mean that in any disrespectful way at all.
Yeah.
Or any way to, like, gloat his skills.
This is what I'll say. He always kind of sounded like him, just his voice, like a little bit of his demeanor. Now that he is where he is now, he started rapping really fucking fast in this album, and his cadence is very similar.
What's
to Eminem
cadence?
The natural flow, I guess, like the way that you're enunciating the words, it just sounds like I don't know. Cadence is like natural flow, I
he
think.
He sounds so much like Eminem.
Fuck is the definition.
He's from Michigan, like Eminem. We're talking about NF the rapper.
NF Real Music, if you want to check him out.
If you don't know, now you know.
He dropped a fire album Friday night.
Yeah, and
Thursday night.
So Hobson is featured on it, and Tech N9ne. And dude,
what made you send me that song specifically? Just
I didn't
Tech
know
N9ne?
He dropped the album.
You just
I was just
song?
On YouTube, I was smoking a cigarette, and, like, I just saw it, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it says dropped, like, 25 minutes ago. And I'm like, it's 1 in the morning, and I listened to it.
He's like, yeah.
Dude, I miss Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne is probably in my top 10 at
dude,
least.
Dude, that song was, like...
I fucking love Tech.
Fire. Yeah, he's dope.
And he did real good on that song, man. That, like, the flow schemes were so fucking beautiful.
Like I said, I'm glad that, like, he always has to include his... And they're in there, man. But the song we're specifically talking about is called Trust by NF featuring Tech N9ne.
All right. Cadence is a modulation or inflection of the voice. So it's like, instead of just like, when he's rapping, he's like I don't even know how to explain.
It's
like,
how he executes the verse.
Yeah.
He even says it in the song Layers. I think it's Layers specifically, how like his
my
flow,
layers got layers.
His flow is like he's switching up his style and shit. He says that in the song that like, and you can tell throughout the whole album, he's
between,
just like up, down, back
between
and forth,
clouds,
fast, slow.
I think like it was Clouds, that one with, what is it called with Tech N9ne?
Trust. Yeah, I just said it for the listeners.
Okay, so between those two, and I did like, I think it was Drifting? Oh man, that was such a good
one. Yeah, dude, I like them all. They're all good.
They're all very good. And Story. Alright, out of all of them, Story is the one I listened to.
She watched a video today. I still didn't really, like, watch it, but I listened to it a couple times, and she watched a video when we were, like, on our way to the Valley this morning.
I watched it, like, 5 or 10 times already.
I feel like I lived
five or ten?
Yeah. It's amazing. It's a very, very well done, like, it's, and again, it's cadence, because, like, he's talking. He's not singing at all through it. It's talking or screaming or whispering, because, like, the emotions that are happening.
Yeah, that one was very much like a story.
Yeah, like, I'm not surprised. Like it's funny, because, like, I watch reactions, and, like, people were very excited for him to drop stuff. And everyone's like, I mean, it's obvious, it's called Story, but, man, he's telling a story. I'm like, yeah, that's that's what he's doing. You're ready for bed, huh?
Yeah.
All right, should we get to it, then?
Well, are we done talking about NF's new album, though? Because I like it.
All right, I mean...
Lost, we already talked about, but, like, the more I listen to the songs, they're fucking dope. I just... don't want to overplay him.
How are you going to overplay him?
What do you mean? Like, by listening to them 100 times in a week and then I don't get the same fix mentally that I get from them?
I could see that.
Did you see Hobson's new song? He dropped it after NF and Hobson had their thing. It's my favorite video of his.
All right, guys. You know.
You know the drill.
We'll be right back. Whoa. Hold up. What's wrong with me?
I don't know who I'm supposed to be. Yeah, it's a very good song. So this
it's
song,
definitely not like hard at all.
No.
What are we talking about?
The song.
The song that you just didn't listen to?
I was listening to it. I'm sure you were. It was Hobson. We were listening to Hobson.
What did he say?
For those of you joined. Hobson.
Oh, is it? I thought it was Marcus.
Marcus fucking Hobson.
Is that his last name?
Marcus Hobson.
His last name is Marcus Hobson?
Yeah. Well, last name's Hobson. His name's Marcus Hobson. So this song is called Alone With Me, and it was really clever, because it's about, like, kind of, like, the thoughts, like, being next to him. It's all of his, like, bad thoughts that he's had since he was a teenager, just telling him all the bad things about his life. It was super introspective, and he was saying a lot of things that, like, I know it's stupid to say, but I didn't think he knew that fans thought about him, and, like, the way that he was perceived, because many times when I try showing people Hobson, they say that, like, only, like, corny white people like Hobson. And clearly that's reached him, because he said it in the video. He's like, when he was doing that weird, like, 8 Mile thing, he was doing, like, that rap battle, he's like, you're the rapper that only weird white kids like. And I'm like, man, I mean, I'm a weird white kid, so I can't say shit.
But why don't like, black rappers and shit like him?
It's kind of like, I heard people talking about this song and what they think about it, and the main thing is, when he started, he went with this weird, corny, he didn't mind saying, like, really weird, like, stuff. You know, like, it was jokey. He had a lot of, like, jokes in his rhymes.
Yeah.
And then he went serious, and then he went, you know, emotional, you know? He does very emotional songs.
Dude, like, I don't know. I like his verse in Lost a lot, dude. I really like his verse in Lost.
Have you been re-listening to it?
Yeah, dude. I listened to that song, like, 5 times in the last 2 days.
Dude, it's honestly every song on that
That's
album.
That's a good one.
But yeah, if anyone hasn't listened to it and you're into NF, he did drop an album. I think it has 8 songs. 5 of them are new. The rest of them have been, like, posted.
And what was this Hobson song called?
His Hobson song was called Lost.
No, this Hobson.
Oh, this is called Alone With Me.
Yeah. But so yeah. Hobson and NF, they're, I mean, Hobson's been on the scene for a while, but I think...
NF's been way longer. I mean, Hobson, sorry. Hobson's been
longer. But I think they're both, like, you know, reaching out into new territory right now, where they're, like...
Well, they're independent artists, as far as I know, which is very hard to do. And that's why, like...
NF definitely does not have a label.
No.
Definitely.
And he even says in that song, Clouds, he's like, I'm not going Hollywood. Like, I'm me, I'm going to stay independent, which is why all of his features are independent artists, like Tech N9ne.
Before we get out of this, who... Do you know who makes NF's beats and his backtracks?
I found out his name. I thought it was him for some reason. But
he probably has nothing to do with it.
I'm sure he does, because especially in this last album, you can hear there are times where, like, the beat is not made and then he's rapping over it. The beat is, like, altered from him rapping, because, like, when he does something, it'll, like, cut out a part, so it, like, I don't even know how to explain.
I know exactly what you're talking about. The beat just completely switches up.
Yeah, depending on his cadence and, like...
But maybe that's why, like...
Or not cadence, but now I'm just going to say that
maybe,
word.
Maybe he's just that good, though, that, like, when he receives a beat that completely switches halfway through the song,
then
he completely switches
it.
Style, yeah.
It's very possible. But, like, all of his songs
curious.
Are done so, so well.
Like, just how many rappers actually make their own beats? I feel like not a lot of them do. No. They go on, like, the internet and buy them.
I'm trying to remember who does... there's some, well, okay,
Jordan Jacobson.
Yeah, fair. You know, like, all right, you know Juice WRLD, right?
Yeah.
He died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yo, you never answered me about Lil Peep. Do you know who that guy is?
Yeah. I mean, like, the thing is, like,
I feel like someone told me about him recently, though, and I don't know who or
I mean, he did release something very recently, so he released an album. I don't listen to him, and the main only reason, if anyone likes him, it's not a diss on him. He, all of his songs to me sound exactly the same, and, like, he sounds like he's a rapper. His name's Lil Peep, and he doesn't really rap. It's, like, this melodic, like...
He's a goth boy rapper.
Yeah, all right, that's yeah. There, see, I didn't.
His whole image is like goth emo mixed with like white boy rap. I feel
like it makes sense. Like sometimes he has just long pink hair. Sometimes he's shaved.
Yeah, he's emo, and he was into all that. He made like a whole new genre, to be honest. Like, and he was blowing up right when he like passed. And it was like, I don't know. He's my favorite rapper, to be honest, because I don't know.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Lil Peep.
Okay, I didn't know he died.
Yeah, he's from by me.
He had stuff that like dropped a month ago.
He died in Europe. Yeah, that's what's crazy. He was blowing up right when he passed. All the shit that's dropping now is already on YouTube. It's just not. Like, it didn't go through his label.
Yeah, it's not, like, as an album yet.
His mom is, like, releasing all of this unfinished work now. And, like, making it into albums. So, he's, like, still alive. Nah, they're not dissing Lil Peep. I won't let him do that.
What about...
Well, I'm just saying, because, like, how about this? The only reason why I say that is because I thought... Especially just because by the name, I thought he was just going to be, like, a rapper. And I look for bars, but he's more of a melodic... like, he's so good with melodies. I can say that hands down, like, the way, like...
But does he make those melodies himself?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Does he write his own music? Then, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
What were you going to say about Juice WRLD?
Oh, I don't, because we were talking about, like, making our own beats. He doesn't make his own beats, but, like, apparently he was an absolute genius, and when he would go in to record, he would just be like, all right, put on a beat, he put it on, be like, all right, next, and he'll like it, be like, okay, and then he'll just go, he has nothing written, and he'll just go, and he makes a top-selling chart song in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and he leaves. Like, who does that? Except Juice WRLD. Because, like, I got into him after he passed. I don't think I listened... The first thing I ever listened to with
him... You actually like him?
I guess. I mean, he's definitely a little more not what I'm into. Like, I like...
He's, like, modern-day mainstream, I feel.
Yeah. I mean, he's... Would you consider him a mumble rapper?
That's the thing. I feel like he's borderline.
Yeah, that I think that's the thing. I don't hate mumble rappers, but I don't listen to it really in my free time. That's the best way I can put it. But since he passed,
he's
blown up, like, even more. And so I've listened to some of his stuff.
He's, like, another one who's kind of, like, emo, though. I feel like some of his songs can be very, like, debilitating. Like, it lowers your frequency.
Well, they both overdosed on drugs. Am I wrong?
I don't know about Juice WRLD.
I know Lil Juice WRLD did. So.
What is Juice WRLD's story?
I don't know, but I learned about him from these kids that I work with, and they said that he OD'd on drugs.
I think he was in the airport.
Accidental overdose.
He was gonna get caught. I think he was in the airport, and he, like, ate it or something.
Good God.
He, like, ate everything he had.
And he had a seizure, and...
That's how you go out. Alright, well, we're on the topic of rapping, and lyricism, and... You know, words. Let's do it, Max. We're going.
Where are we going?
Nowhere that exciting, so. I'm like getting us ready for like a really intense sound, but now we're just going into Fear the Language.
For a look into the words we use and the power they can hold. Join us in
Unit of
Language.
Okay, so the word of the day is 15. No, so the word of the day is power.
Money, power, respect.
So the way that we do this is we go around and we try to think, like, what does the word power, like, either mean to us or what do we think the definition is?
Okay.
So what do you think is power?
This is harder than I thought.
Because you want to say the word power.
Yeah, that's like a self-explanatory word right there.
The only thing I can think of. Yep, exactly. Yeah, that's the only word.
Having control over something.
It's the only word I had in my head.
I think of like strength. And like going Super Saiyan.
Yeah, because all right, power can be talked about physically or metaphysically, if that's even the word.
I feel like power probably originated as a metaphysical type of word.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know what you consider,
maybe
like...
Maybe not, though, because, like, what if, like, in Roman times, like, you cut some dude's head off and, like, some other guy said, like, that was a powerful swing?
Physical. Sure. There's physical power. There's emotional power. Yeah. There's a...
Higher power,
spiritual.
That would be metaphysical for sure.
And then there's, like, superpowers, which would be the same thing, right? Just, like, a physical enhancement that makes them...
Superpower. That's, like, power on...
Drugs? Yeah. I felt it.
That's metaphysical, isn't it?
Like, superpower. That's, like, stronger than just power.
All right, let's see what we got here. Powerpuff Girls.
Yes, dude. We talked about them last time.
They always got away. They always find their way back. Okay, so it is... There are obviously multiple definitions for all the different, like we're saying, there's physical and other things. So, possession or control, authority. So, there's ours.
Wow.
Yeah.
A nation that has influence among other nations, or a quote-unquote foreign power.
China.
The ability to act or produce an effect. It's in your power to change things. So, I guess...
That's kind of control.
Yeah. And then number four, the right thing to do is the president's power. How's that a definition?
I don't get it.
That one might have slipped its way in there.
Then he's got no power.
The only thing I can think of that they're saying is like that's an example of it, that it's like having the power to do something, which is still authority, right? Control.
All I'm saying is Power Rangers.
And then five, physical might, physical fight.
What?
Yeah, so physical might. The wind grew in power.
I like physical might.
So what do you think of?
Ground power? Yeah, when we break and you like do windmills, that's ground power. Air power is like swipes and air flares and shit. Flares. You know what flares are.
Yeah, like using momentum to like... Yeah.
Alright, swipes, now you're talking jujitsu.
Swipe or no swiping.
And like he still tries to do it too, like they act, like he acts like they don't see him there.
What the hell is up with him, man? Like, how's that a rule?
Swipe or no swipe.
It makes no sense. It's like, oh, you said it three times. And what is it? He always goes, oh, rats or some
shit.
Yeah,
that brought Sam was right. He still tries to do it, and he acts like they don't see him there.
You said my name three times. I'll be back next episode.
That's like child brainwashing to like listen to when you're told to do something.
Yeah,
three times.
When you count to three, you're like, shit, you can't go past three. There is no past three. Okay, I'm sorry. Back to power.
Swiper has no power.
Pretty much. Like, is there an episode where he makes it to them? You know, they're like, shit, we didn't see him. The audience didn't tell us. It's our job. It's like...
You're right, because they like look at the kids and they tell the kids to
say. Yeah, they're like, what? What's happening? Oh, Swiper's behind us? Like, it's weird, because, like, I'm very so curious funny, if kids dude. Did
I
talk.
I would have never... I used to.
You talk to it and then got responses from it?
Didn't you do it? I think... Wasn't Alyssa the one that was... Yeah, because Alyssa loved boots.
Yeah.
Alyssa was... Our cousin was big into it, and I think she used to talk to it. Freddie loved Dora also. Freddie loved Dora the Explorer.
It was like fake Twitch. It's like they were pretending they were interacting with the viewers.
That's so bad. I think.
Well, no, because, like, you know what? Blue's Clues was like that, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh, but they had the voice. They had these kids' voices that would be like, it's in the sink, you know? It's
Blue's Clues was like...
Yeah, I fucking love
an entire
Blue's
show filmed on a green screen because Steve and his brother, whatever his name was,
well,
they were, like, in a cartoon house.
Yeah, nothing makes sense.
Right? Am
it.
I wrong? The house was a cartoon?
I mean, the things in it really technically were. The chair was real, right? The chair was real and like...
Can you look up a picture real quick of Blue's Clues?
I mean, the outside wasn't real. Like, the intro? You know?
I don't even remember the intro.
Oh, dude, I can tell you right away. It's like the book. They open the book. It shows the house. Oh, man. And then Blue comes out.
You just typed in Blues.
And, like, I love the Blues.
St. Louis Blues came up. That fucking...
And you know who's going to show?
That Joe Bambasa guy.
Yep, now it's showing the new guy.
Who's Blue. Not Steve or his brother.
Nope. It was Steve and then I think Joe?
I think it might have been.
That's Joe right there. Yo, that guy's buff, though.
The new guy.
Yeah, he doesn't look buff.
Look at Steve, dude. This guy's like 20 years old.
Do you know what's up with Steve right now?
Isn't he
on drugs?
No. See, there were so many rumors. People thought he was on drugs or he died or...
That hair is not real, by the way.
No, I think it is, man. I think it just has outlines or something.
No, dude. It looks like a cartoon.
I mean, he sits in... Look at
Have you seen Blue's Clues lately, though? It does not look how it did. No, but this...
Yeah, that's... Look, that's Blue now.
Yeah, what? Instead of a notepad, he uses an iPhone. Like, what is that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
No, look. He's got a pad right there.
It's a phone.
Oh, no. Get this guy off
it's
the television.
It's a phone. That's what I'm saying. Like, what is that?
I wish I didn't know.
It's, like, canceled.
So, do you want to know what's up with him? He's actually in a band.
What?
And I don't know if anyone's watched Young Sheldon, but he sings the intro theme to Young Sheldon. Like, you know, the Big Bang Theory, but, like, it's Sheldon Young. He sings the song for,
What?
For Young Sheldon.
This might have just been at a live event. I don't know if that's actually, like, the set of the show. All right,
it probably is.
The back is different than
the back. Yeah, it probably is. But, like, come on. He's sitting. What do you think he's sitting?
Well, no, and this, I'm saying. But, like, I don't know if that one's a real chair. I really don't think that's a real... Oh. Calm down, Steve. I didn't know that was a gift. Anyway, Steve also has no power because his life is run by... A cartoon dog, but so, back to power. Oh yeah, look at the house right there on the left bottom.
Yeah. Oh, that's now though. I think that's what it looks like now.
God.
Oh my God. That's
why
Steve.
Is this show still running?
Steve showed up.
He's a detective. He looks like Inspector Gadget.
He moved on.
He's quite literally Inspector Gadget in that picture.
I mean, he went to college.
That's where he went.
That's
right?
Where he went.
Dude, I told you the guy's like 20 years old.
All right. So for power, I'm just going with the obvious thing because it's the only thing I'm thinking of. The only thing I think of is superpowers, like superheroes. Like powers is just, that's what it means to me.
It did say something about control, though.
Yeah, I mean, should
make a new tab. I want to know what the meaning of power is, though. Not the definition, but what the meaning of it is. What's the meaning of power to you guys? Control. What does power mean?
I mean,
That's what it means to you, is to have control?
Yeah.
What is the biblical meaning of power?
That's good.
Or like not control, but
it's a deeper meaning than we can imagine. That's literally what it says.
All right, that's all. That's all we need. That's all we need to hear.
It's used to as a description of strength of mind, moral qualities of a person, power of his or her faith, and so on.
I like the strength in mind thing.
It's saying inner strength does not depend on outward things.
My muscles definitely say I have strength.
As far as religion, though, I think is what it's saying. Or, I don't know, the Bible. Because I'm sure other religions do classify power as strength.
Well...
What is God's power called? Omnipotence. I mean, that's okay, sure. I mean, it's an obvious answer, but...
No, that's a weird one. Power. I feel like we can't... Like, for some reason, I'm having a hard time going deep into that word.
Is there ever a time in your life that you felt that you had a lot of power over a situation?
Yeah, every day at some point, and then I crash and burn.
But I feel like there's also so many points where people feel powerless.
Yep.
And I don't know if, like, I feel like that's one of those ones where, like, you need to have a happy medium.
True.
Because you should never, like, feel powerless, but, like, having too much power, I mean, what does Uncle Ben say?
It corrupts the mind, yeah. No, great Uncle power Ben, comes great. Yeah, he says, it corrupts the mind.
It's like Peter.
Greatness.
It'll corrupt your mind. Stay pure.
But yeah, with great power comes great responsibility, which is, it's true, you know, because power can be abused. And being powerless... It's literally, I would consider that definition, not feeling in control.
That's like when Inuyasha goes human. He's powerless.
Technically, yeah. I didn't know he can go full human.
Well, every new moon, he turns into a human because he's a half demon. He loses his power.
And what, every full moon he becomes that shit? That crazy
it's
shit?
It's every new moon. I don't know if I just said that or not. It's every new moon, though. Oh, no, no, every full moon, no. If I said new moon and you said full moon for the alternate end of the spectrum, no. No, that's not what activates full demon in him. I mean, it's whatever they made up for the show.
What is it? So,
nothing. It's just every new moon he becomes a human. Every full moon, nothing happens.
Well, how does he?
When he lets his rage get the best of him.
So he's the Hulk.
So like his inner, his inner power comes out because when like Kagome gets hurt, he doesn't like that.
I do just want to bring it up real quick. I did mention it to you before, but I didn't mention it to it on the podcast. I think this was during just like us talking beforehand. I want to bring up the fact that they're making a new superhero for the Marvel Universe, and it's, I think, the Hulk's daughter?
We talked about this on the podcast.
I don't think so. I think we did it before. Are you sure?
Yeah. Don't bring it up again, Max. You do this too often.
I don't believe it.
We did talk about it on the podcast.
All right. I'm going to find it and make sure, and if not, then you guys are going to find out next episode, because I could have sworn I told you beforehand. All right. Well, then I have other news. Black Widow got pushed. It's not coming out in June.
The television show?
The movie. The movie that was supposed to come out, like, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago? I think it was a year ago. And then it got pushed to November, then it got pushed to May, then it got pushed to June. Now it's coming out July.
No, it's not.
Right.
Holiday season.
It's coming out July 9th.
Expect to see it in November.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. But, like, I just don't get it. Like, okay, here's the thing about it. That movie's been done. That movie's been finished for God knows how long, and they didn't release it because COVID and all of that happened. The pandemic and movie theaters closed, so they just didn't release it. They held on to it. And they just keep pushing it because they don't think it's going to do well in theaters yet. Like, I get it, but, like, you're holding on to it, you know? Make your money. Everyone, like, it's, the hype is gone, in my opinion, right? Like, I can't say I'm excited to see the movie anymore. I saw that trailer probably a year and a half ago. I might have seen that trailer, like, before Spider-Man, what, Far From Home came out. Okay, venting done.
Yeah, you should have brought that up before we got into Demon Language.
But it's superpowers.
I guess it's relevant.
Hell yeah.
We don't have any power over when they're going to release it, so.
Yeah, we're powerless.
Just like Black Widow.
That's, you know, isn't that sad, man? Like, I never really get it.
She just fights.
And I'm not going to say she's not good at it, but, like, how is it possible that she's, like, oh, she's not. Never mind. I'm going to be like, how is she surviving, like, with them? Yeah. So who else doesn't have powers? I think it's just Hawkeye, right? Just her and Hawkeye.
But Hawkeye's got Hawkeyes.
And Iron Man. He does not, though. He does not.
Iron Man. No, I mean, if I can make a case for Hawkeye and Iron Man, I can make a case for Black Widow.
Cause Hawkeye, you're gonna make a case that Iron Man has powers?
Yeah. Well, he's exceptionally intelligent.
Sure.
Hawkeye has exceptional vision and aim, but then if that's the case, then Black Widow has exceptional martial arts skills.
Yeah.
She fights like a badass, and that's really all that she's good for, is that looking hot on the screen.
Like Shang-Chi, right? We talked about that last time.
And the seven rings.
And the ten.
And the 10 golden rings.
Yeah. I'm curious, does he have powers, or is he just a very good martial artist?
Well, that monkey. No, that monkey, though. Do the monkey with him.
All right. I think this has been a phenomenal episode.
It's been fair.
It's been good.
It's been the Scarborough Fair. That kind of fair. All right. B-Girl Vic, if you got anything you want to say, any last words.
Any plugs?
Let people know where to find you. Plugs? Give them your handle.
Oh, yeah, give them.
Oh, B-Girl Sick Vic. Instagram. Twitch. Same thing. My TikTok is SickVic96.
Cutting that out.
Look for me. I'm blown up.
Follow us on Instagram at Max and Lou Show. Email us at maxandloushow@gmail.com.
And we hope to get some listens from y'all, and we hope to get some feedback.
So, stay classy, everyone.
Until next time.